Cold air continues to filter into the region on northwesterly winds as an area of low pressure and a deep plume of moisture continue to move off the New England coast. High pressure will move in from Ontario tonight to New York and New England on Christmas Day. The rest of the week will feature a series of weak, fast-moving weather systems with variable cloudiness, scattered snow showers, and more seasonable temperatures. A weak disturbance will pass to the south and west of our area today. There's not a lot of moisture with it, although it will pick up a little more as it moves over the lower Great Lakes and bring the chance for a few snow showers for areas south and southwest of the Capital District today. Outside of that, it looks to be a dry and colder day as high pressure builds in from Ontario and crests over the region Christmas Day. It'll be significantly colder with high temperatures in the teens for the mountains and low to mid-20s for the bulk of the region. With a busy northwesterly breeze, temperatures will actually feel like they're in the teens for a good part of the day. It'll be a bitter cold Christmas Eve and Christmas morning with widespread single-digit temperatures either side of zero, and with that breeze continuing, wind chills will be down in the single digits and teens below zero overnight. Temperatures on Christmas Day will once again be in the teens to low and mid-20s with increasing clouds later in the day as some milder air moves in. A disturbance moving through the region on Thursday will bring some scattered snow showers with it, followed by mainly dry conditions heading into the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no thunderstorm areas are forecast. An upper-level trough will move eastward across the central Appalachian Mountains today as another shortwave trough moves into the northern high plains. At the surface, a cold front will move southward across central and southern Florida. Some convection may develop along the boundary in South Florida, but the potential for lightning will remain very marginal. Elsewhere in the continental U.S., thunderstorm activity is not expected today or tonight. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high on Monday of 86 at Leesburg, Orlando, Melbourne, Plant City, and Punta Gorda, Florida, to a low Tuesday morning of 34 below zero at International Falls in Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, increasing clouds with a high near 40 and a northwest wind between 10 and 15 miles an hour. In Boston, clouds on the increase with a high in the mid-30s and a northwest wind around 10 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, snow showers, cloudy with a high in the low 20s and a northwest wind around 11 miles an hour. Total daytime snow accumulation could be around an inch. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 33 degrees with a record of 57 set in 1941. Normal minimum temperature is 18 degrees with a record of 15 below zero set back in 1989. Sunrise and sunset data for today, December 24th. Sunrise was at 7:24 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sunset comes at 4:26 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And for Christmas Day, December 25th, sunrise at 7:24 a.m., sunset at 4:27 p.m. Here's my latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. For the rest of today, partly sunny with a high in the upper 20s to near 30 degrees. Northwest winds around 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy this evening, then clearing, much colder with lows around zero. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, for the rest of today, partly sunny, a slight chance of snow showers this afternoon, colder with highs only in the low to mid-30s and northwest winds around 10 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, much colder with lows in the lower teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown. For the rest of today, partly sunny, colder with highs in the upper 20s, northwest winds between 10 and 15 miles an hour. They will continue tonight. It'll be partly cloudy and much colder with lows near zero. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington. For the rest of today, partly sunny, much colder with highs only in the lower 30s and northwest winds between 10 and 15 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, much colder with lows in the middle single digits above zero and northwest winds from 10 to 15 miles an hour. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, for the rest of today, it'll be partly sunny and colder with highs in the lower 30s and northwest winds from 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, much colder with lows in the middle and upper single digits above zero, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Your extended forecast region-wide for Wednesday, Christmas Day, mostly sunny, then increasing clouds, cold with highs in the low and mid mid-20s. Thursday, partly sunny with scattered snow showers, temperatures in the low and mid-30s. For Friday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 20s and low 30s. Saturday, partly sunny and breezy, highs in the low to mid-30s. And for Sunday, a little milder, partly sunny with highs in the upper 30s to near 40 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.